Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Well, let you guys know again, Big Three in their most anticipated season yet will take center court in Miami at the Kaseya Center on June 29th. Get your tickets now at KaseyaCenter.com. My all right goes to the birthday boys today.
Ooh.
Doug Plagans?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to him.
Yeah.
All right.
Udonis Haslam?
All right.
The OG? Happy birthday to the captain. Udonis Haslam.
Yeah.
And Nikola Jovic, dude. 22 years young for Nico. So happy birthday to those three. If I missed anybody, I apologize. I apologize. But those are the three that came to mind today. So happy birthday to them.
Yeah.
And I wish Doug Plagans a big win. I wish Nico a great summer, and I wish Udonis Haslam a great broadcast. And that's what we got. My oh no goes to just all the Dolphins kerfuffle that just is going to bubble up again this week with contract issues, nobody traded, you know, it just keeps on going, and it's just annoying at this point, and especially the Jalen Ramsey thing not being rectified. So that's my oh no going from the weekend. It's it's like a preconceived oh no for what's going to come this week.
Oh no,
it's fair, it's fair.
What do you got, Leroy?
So my oh no again. My oh no, it's got to be the fact that I had no basketball or hockey on Saturday.
Oh no,
it sucked. I was entertained.
Very selfish for having the game we had on Friday.
Right. Like like that game, you needed another, like, whew.
Not me, dude. I needed a non-day. Just woke up, watched a little tennis, watched Coco Gauff kick ass, watched Sabalenka be a sore loser, and then I watched UFC.
Kind of, yeah. You watch your boy get folded up.
Who, my boy?
Huh?
My boy Sean O'Malley, who called me fat and stupid. Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you go against Tobes. Your career does not go well after that.
And my all right, which, damn you, Tobin, for ruining my bit before, goes to Marchand for a game winner. I planned on doing it on my time.
Yeah.
Not your
Tobes.
Time. So you could kick rocks.
Just know your bits. How about that?
Right. Like, no, don't change it.
Know your bits. Know your bits. Been doing the same bit now for years.
But I'm the only guy that got to come up with four.
Oh, poor Leroy. It's always a golfer anyway.
Come on.
What? I didn't give any golfers nothing.
You wanted to.
I did it earlier. I mentioned him because, you know, a Kiwi has never won two tournaments in a year.
What's a Kiwi?
New Zealander.
All right, just want to make sure you didn't make it Australia.
Oh, I almost did that.
I play with a Kiwi.
Did you see that he was Australian at first?
Yeah.
Huh?
When you first met him,
I don't know, but every time he went home and came back, he bring pictures of giant snakes just crossing the street randomly.
Did you redo? Jennifer, what's your all right no-no?
Well, my all right also goes to Brad Marchand for breaking about six records on Friday.
Ooh, six.
Not just one. He did six.
That was a lot.
Would you like for me to name some of them?
Yes.
Yes. Sure. All right.
Okay. He was a 10th player in the Stanley Cup playoff history with 8 career overtime points. He is the second player age 37 or older to score in each of the first 2 games of a Stanley Cup final.
Mm.
He has the 5th career playoff overtime goal to tie Corey Perry, Carter Verhaeghe, and Patrick Kane for the most.
Isn't it amazing that 3 of those guys are on the ice?
Very impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive. What's your oh no?
All 3 of you.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow.
Hey.
I felt like that was
all 3 of you. Plain and simple. Like all 3. Yikes.
Let me explain something to you, Jennifer.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Here it comes.
Leroy Horde.
You sent a picture with no context.
Well, it was a bit of context.
Put context. Wait.
We jump to conclusions.
That's your
and
fault.
And then 2 days later,
assuming.
You get mad?
Actually,
yeah.
I was glad Marcos mentioned the context.
Well, I mean,
thing.
No need to. No, you didn't have to mention why.
Because, actually, upon further review,
yes,
it said, still standing strong. Leroy said, what is that? To which I responded, wow, Judas drinking that joyless coffee. And JFix says, we passed by it and tried it again.
What? Jennifer! Jennifer! Jennifer!
What do you have to say to yourself?
What?
I didn't have iced coffee.
Wait! Jennifer!
Oh!
Jennifer!
Oh, you're boxed in! And minus one! You last out all show! And you admitted your crimes on the group text!
Amazon Prime.
No! No finger!
Minus
I
one.
I did not have iced coffee.
You do
they,
not!
They ordered an espresso and it tasted like garbage.
Yeah!
Oh my goodness! Mm-hmm. Wait! That's not even the point of this.
For lying.
The point of this is
for deception.
We got on you for drinking Big Face coffee.
Wow.
I didn't drink it. I took a sip because they said it tasted bad, okay. And it tasted like lime, and then we said throw it out.
That's not what that message says.
For lying.
Nice job, Jalen Ramsey, with
you
your backup.
You want to try Big Face coffee again. So, you need to apologize to us.
I'm not.
Okay. This is always how it would go. This is exactly how it would go. Yeah. This is what they, and nobody had
goodness.
To pee either.
Wait a
nobody
minute.
Had
nobody
to
had to pee. Nobody had to pee. Nobody peed.
They had to pee.
I'm measuring everyone's bladder.
Hey, wait
don't
a
measure
minute.
Their bladder. That's also very weird, Marcos.
Very strange.
Hey,
don't know if I'd get
so
the answer.
So, Jennifer, when you heard the text come up, you knew where this was going. You absolutely knew. Because at no point in time in that text, did we get anything out of that text other than, she went to get Big Face coffee again.
Rough.
Then on Monday, after some backlash, you come in with a cover story.
Yep.
It's not a cover story.
No,
they had
really?
To pee. Yes.
I could tell by when
I can't
you
even
started
look at
reading
her
that text.
Wow.
I could tell by your face you were like, oh.
Yep. Can't even...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Even look at her anymore. The way she judged us.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
They judged the way she judged us.
Don't look at me.
Yes.
You judged me.
Rightfully so.
Because look, now you're a big face liar. Because you didn't in the text.
That's a point.
You gave the impression y'all went to try coffee again.
That big face liar's a point.
Pretty good.
Nope. Point for Leroy.
I'm hurt. I am hurt by the deception.
Be hurt.
Yikes.
Wow.
Be hurt.
No remorse whatsoever.
Nope.
You got caught in a tiny little fib, and you should say sorry.
What a web we weave.
What a web we weave.
Wow.
I should know a thing or two about webbed.
That's right.
Mm. You should.
Part amphibian. Mm. What do you got for us today, Frog Boy?
Sorry, I'm still getting over this revelation we just had here.
Yeah.
Stop trying to buy time. You didn't have anything ready.
No, I am my all
classic,
right.
Classic lash out.
Bobby.
Jennifer, she's just lashing at everybody right now.
Bobby, yep. Lashley.
Wow. Boy, I see.
My all right goes to the great Dwayne Michael Carter Jr. You guys may know him as Lil Wayne.
Oh.
You like his new album?
I happen to be one of only four people who like Dwayne Michael Carter Jr.'s new Carter 6 album.
Leave it to you, dude. When everybody else thinks something stinks, you seem to stick up for it.
I listened to it.
Yes.
And I was just like, yeah, man, he's a wordsmith.
Correct. Right? See, this is the thing. What do you expect from him? You know, what do I expect from the new Happy Gilmore movie? And do I expect an Oscar? Or do I expect Adam Sandler to do what Adam Sandler does? It's the same thing with Wayne. He's going to say some things that make you go, huh, that's clever. And he's going to say some things that kind of sound like, I wish he had less auto-tune. But at the end of the day, it's Wayne. And can't we all just be happy that Wayne is back?
It ain't easy being Wheezy.
It ain't easy being, you know what? It ain't easy being Wheezy. That's good. My oh no.
The look of disgust from Leroy.
What? It ain't easy. It really is not easy being Wheezy because everybody has these expectations.
That's how you would describe the album. If you listen to what he's saying, it's really cool and creative,
yeah.
But the music behind it is eh.
It's not great. It's not great, for sure.
Right.
But everyone is like, he's horrible, he's trash, he's the worst.
No, so Wayne's still Wayne. It's whoever produced his album.
He pulled a Tay-Tay.
Whoever produced it.
Okay, no.
They weren't that good.
He pulled a Stallone, all right? He pulled a Stallone in, what is he, the king of? Tulsa?
Tulsa King?
So, okay.
That's a great show.
Okay.
That's a great show. Okay.
You like Tulsa King.
It's on his third season.
Okay, but you'll never admit that, maybe it's not his best.
I don't have a problem calling out things. Like, I said this about Love Island last week. I'm like, this cast is nowhere near as good as last year's. Not even close.
And they still haven't developed.
They're trying, but I said this. Like, it's going to be on Ariana Maddox and the narrator to carry. They're just not interesting people.
Ah.
They're not interesting people. Like, there's a couple of stars, you know, like, I think Ace is really funny. And he's been single the whole time, so he's finally in a couple. I think he's a rascal. We're going to get into some shenanigans. The tall doofus from Jacksonville, he's going to get, I think, into some things. But it's just, they're okay. It's just what we really didn't appreciate last year was a dynastic run by Love Island. It was really great. All things coming together. And sometimes you don't realize you're watching greatness when it's happening. And that's all it is. It's like, they're a perfectly fine Love Island season. Great breakup last night. Bella, who spells her name stupidly.
Okay.
She spells it Bell-A. She got dumped from the island, and she thought she snuck her way back in there to Nick, but Nick's a real pig, and he went with the hell is the woman that he stuck with. It's not important, but he really embarrassed Bella by saying, oof, I think Trinity, I think is her name, something like that. Elise, I don't remember. It doesn't matter. The point is, he went with his new squeeze and then mentioned how they got it on in the photo booth, And that really was dirty to Bella.
So now there's a photo booth?
Yeah, there's a photo booth now.
Oh, no.
More places to be horny on Love Island.
Another place to hump over there.
They need more places, but it's not. It's just not as good. It's not as good.
Bella, she's a looker.
Oh, she's a certified possum holder, but she's a little bland.
Yeah.
Hey, and so question.
She also does a thing with her voice where her voice keeps changing. She's an accent changer.
The Halliburton. Oh, accent changer. That's different.
So, can you be like being cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs or crazy or just weird? Doesn't that take away from your CPH?
Wait, so she got dumped from the island, you're saying?
Dumped.
She'll be back.
Man, I don't know. Because I don't think JVig, I think people like her, but I don't think she's interesting enough to bring her back.
Nah.
They just bring new girl.
You know when they bring people in. Again.
Yeah, she could go at Casa Amor. Like, they could do something like that. They'll do that every once in a while. Like, if Nick is the one he's stuck with, if that's going good, they'll be like, oh, let's bring Bella back for Casa Amor. It's possible.
Nah. I think just the whole concept behind it, I'm more into Temptation Island.
You haven't even seen it.
No, I haven't.
Well, the thing that's annoying with Love Island sometimes is you'll have a couple that's like, they're clearly there. Like, this Jeremiah is a real phony. And he's trying to be with Huda to just win the game.
I'm not dating no girl named Huda.
Well, Huda and Jeremiah, they're like, we're so in love. Like you got, and even
add three letters to the end of that, and now we got a whole different conversation.
Everybody's Huda sitting. Rat. Yeah, and Huda and Jeremiah, like, Huda's like, oh, I love him. And everybody's like, you've been together for literally four days. You're crazy.
She loves it, man.
And so, like, Ariana hates that. You know, the one good thing about Ariana being the host, Ariana Maddox, star of Vanderpump Rules, she's a fan. And she's like, she said this, she's like, I'm going to cause chaos because I don't like that.
No.
I don't like that.
She's not like what?
When people try and be safe in their couples because they're trying to win the game. Because they're trying to win the 50K.
Oh.
She's like, mm-mm.
50K?
Yeah, but you also get a lot of fame and Instagram followers, you know? Right. Like, that's the whole point.
And brand deals.
Yeah, brand deals. Like, that's the big payoff. Anyway, did you have an oh no?
The girl that was from Miami left, right?
The girl from Miami got kicked off, but they didn't even mention. They just, like, they vaudeville Kane, like, whoop, you were racist.
Oh.
Oh, she was racist?
Well, she used words she shouldn't use.
Yeah, should not use that.
Got a little too loose with the language. I'm like, you don't, you know.
Hey, I tell people all the time, if you don't hear me use it and you use it, I'm probably going to be offended.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not go there.
Froggy, what do you got, buddy?
My oh no goes to the WWE for getting rid of a superstar and then realizing that they made a mistake because Twitter said, please bring him back, and then they brought him back 3 days later because they don't stand on business.
R-Truth?
Yeah. Ron Killens. And then people are like, was that a work? And he says, no work. And then on his Twitter, he says, no, we want truth was seen, heard, felt, and understood. Believe me when I say this. I love every one of y'all to death. We made history together. He came back. That's my oh no.
He came back and he betrayed John Cena.
He did.
Who won?
John Cena lost a match against Cody Rhodes. It was John Cena and Logan Paul versus Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso. Thanks to the interference from R-Truth, John Cena lost.
All right. We'll see if there's any interference tonight. Game 3. Cats and Oilers, Stanley Cup Final. Okay, coverage continues where you get Stanley Cup Final and Love Island like no other right here on 560 WQAM. Hockman, Crowder, Solana coming up for you here. Next, we will talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.